This podcast is brought to you in part by Coke, Buffalo Wild Wings, Southern Immediate Care, Guaranteed Labels, Central State Bank, Sunrise Docks, Banker's Bounty, Dr. Thomas Dudney, and the Green Monster Fishing Light. Now, back to Bubba on the Lake.
Hey, it's Bubba.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another edition of Bubba on the Lake. And we have a very special edition. I'm joined by my better half, the lovely Betty Lou. Betty, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And back by popular demand, my daughter, Caitlin Bussey. Caitlin, how are you?
Hello. How are y'all? Happy to be back.
Are you staying out of trouble?
I am. I've had quite the past few weeks, one of them being spent with you two. So I'm taking some time to detox.
Yeah. That was the highlight of the last 2 weeks, was being with us for the week.
It was, actually. It was a lot of fun.
Well, we'll tell you, we needed your help. And without it, I don't know that we would have had a smooth trip. I do want to take issue to one point, the fact that I think y'all drugged me to get me through the airport coming back home. But
no, we will traveling with Caitlin, y'all was like my prep
Caitlin,
for children.
Caitlin, watch this. Whoop, you're out. See, you have to wait till the host calls on you. So we'll get back to that segment in a minute. You don't want to jump ahead. We have been away, and many of you know that I had a full knee replacement. It's something that I needed to have done. We knew we were going to have it done probably 20 years ago, even before I started playing tennis. The very first knee scope I had, Dr. Larry Lemack said, enjoy the next few years of tennis because your knee ain't going to make it that long. And we got all we could out of it. And we may even post some x-rays to show you how bad a shape it was in. And we decided to get that done. I pushed it off till I was 60. I'm 61 now, so, you know, life's basically over, so there's no need to even continue. Might as well get it done, right? So we decided to get it done, and we decided to go to see Dr. Richard Berger in Chicago. Now, the very first question that I'm going to get from many of you is, why in the world, Bubba, did you bypass all these great world-renowned surgeons that we have in Birmingham, we have in the Auburn area, we have in Montgomery, we have in Huntsville, to travel all the way to Chicago to get your knee done? And I'm going to answer that question. You are correct. We have a lot of very good surgeons here, and a lot of them have had excellent results. I've had friends that have had excellent results with them. The thing about Dr. Berger, I have probably 10 to 15 close friends who he has done a knee or hip for them. And several of them, as a matter of fact, we had a Sunday school class of about 10 guys that were all going to go on a guys trip and all get knees replaced at the same time. So that may be taking it a little too far, but I don't know that they ever did that. Several of them did, but I don't know if they went as a group. But he does specialize in minimal invasive procedures.
Invasive.
That's what I said. Minimal, whatever she said, procedures. And which means a quick recovery, very quick recovery. And in my work now with Jack State, and especially this time of year, it was not a good time of year to go to have this done because we're getting ready for football season and volleyball season and soccer and all of our broadcasts are kicking off, school starting, and I just did not have a lot of time that I could be down. So we were counting on a quick recovery, and we are back. We are, at the time we're recording this, we're not even 1 week post-op yet, and I'm moving around pretty well. I'm planning on going back to work at Jacksonville State tomorrow on campus, and it will be 1 week from having a full knee replacement. So I think that's pretty good. We will tell you all about Dr. Berger and about our trip. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and we'll start the trip. Caitlin went with us to be an extra hand because we really didn't know what to expect. And we'll cover all of that when we come back in just a moment.
It's Bubba on the Lake. Bubba on the Lake.
All right, all right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah, crisp, refreshing. That hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar, real Coke taste, zero sugar.
Illuminate your night fishing adventures with the ultimate in submersible fishing light technology. The Green Monster Fishing Light attracts bait fish and game fish in all water environments. Turn any dock into a vibrant feeding frenzy. Compact, tough, and energy efficient. The Green Monster Fishing Light will provide endless hours of family entertainment and enhanced nighttime visibility for safe docking. No dock, no problem. With our 24-inch portable Green Monster Fishing Light, start landing trophy fish tonight. Visit thegreenmonsterfishinglight.com.
At Central State Bank, we believe community banking is more than just transactions. It's about relationships. For over 100 years, we've been helping neighbors grow, businesses thrive, and dreams become reality. Because when you bank local, you invest in your community. Central State Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us today or learn more at centralstatebank.com. Member FDIC.
We're back. It is Bubba on the Lake. I'm Bill Bubba Bussey, your host, and I am sporting a new knee that we just had replaced, along with me, the lovely Betty Lou. Betty, how are you?
I'm doing well.
And my daughter, Caitlin, who went with us on the trip to help us out and to whoop everybody into shape.
Mm-hmm. I'm still doing well.
You are.
Still sitting here.
So, as we explained in the first segment, Dr. Berger had done several of my friends. They had had very good results. He has a very unique story that he was a mechanical engineer, MIT mechanical engineer, invented a new knee and a new hip, then went back and got his doctoring license so he could install it himself. Pretty smart guy that picks up doctoring as a second hobby after mechanical engineering. So not only did he invent the knees, he invented the tools that he used to put these in. And it's been very educational learning about him. Not to take anything away from all the world-renowned surgeons that we have in our area, but we just felt like that a quick recovery was key in this due to the time of year it was and my job. So we headed out to Midwest Orthopedics at Rush Medical in Chicago, Illinois. And I know the first thing I think of, and you ladies can comment on this.
We need to talk, Mom.
When I think of Chicago, you know, I can't just pot you down again. So when I think of Chicago, I think of crime and murders and all this stuff. But when we were there, I didn't feel unsafe at any point. Did you?
No. It was a beautiful city, I thought. Caitlin and I walked around on our own one of the days because you went and did some kind of electronics today thing or something. I don't know.
Well, we at Jacksonville State had bought a bunch of equipment from a company called Studio Technologies, and they are kind of the industry leader in broadcast communications between directors and talent and handling the audio. They use a new technology that's out called Dante Audio, which is now becoming the standard. So it was really one of those God wink things that we had an extra day in the schedule, and their office ended up being 20 minutes from our hotel, which I thought was kind of cool. So we went up there, and it all began with an early morning flight out of Birmingham, and Mom does not do well with early morning flights.
Well, I'll make it work, but I'd rather not. You know what I mean? I mean, I think we had to be up at 2:45 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah, that's a little much. I love an early morning flight, though. I mean, you get there.
Yeah,
you get have the there. Whole day
it's
once
great
you get
once
there.
Once you get there. It's yeah. just trying to get there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we had several options where to stay, and we ended up staying at Trump Tower. Mm-hmm. Which was a few blocks away from Dr. Berger's office, but, you know, 10 minutes, 15. So, And we had an appointment at noon that day, so we flew out very early. Caitlin, you met us at the airport. How was that?
I rode with you guys to the airport.
Remember?
I
still on pain pills. Go ahead.
Had a little quag, you know, with the whole star ID situation. So I was like, I've got to. Anyway, I was coming from a work conference. So I drove from Fairhope to Birmingham, back to Montgomery, to Alex City, back to Birmingham and to Chicago in all of about 12 hours. That was a lot of fun.
It was literally planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yes, it was. But no, it was pretty easy travel. The Birmingham airport's very easy. I think traveling with you two is honestly really funny. I've traveled a lot by myself, so having other people who, you know, need to be at the airport 4.5 hours early and are confused on how we check bags, really, it's just really, it's good practice, I guess, for having kids maybe one day.
Oh my gosh.
But it's honestly, it was fun. We had a lot
of
fun.
We like flew somewhere on our honeymoon before you were ever.
That is what scares me, because I checked 3 suitcases and I get in the car and Dad goes, "How'd you do that?"
I did not. What do you mean?
You did. You were on a lot of pain
meds. Pre or post? This was post.
Getting to the airport, I had to arrange for Dad to have, you know, wheelchairs and all the good things, because he obviously just had surgery.
Right.
We're jumping ahead, by the way. We're still on the front side.
So. Oh, okay. We're still on the front side.
You got to go in order.
Chicago is amazing. I'd never been either, so I was excited to get another free trip, as Dad would say, out of it. So,
yeah, you travel more than Northwest pilots, I say. Incredible.
And never
pays for a thing, by the way. Every one of these are free. You know, she called me the other night and she said, "I'm out of money, Dad. Can you loan me some to pay, Dad?" I said, "Well, just go on a trip, because they're free. You get to eat all you want."
No.
Oh, Lord.
That conversation.
Okay, the Trump Tower sure was pretty, though. Let's get to that.
Yeah, it was
pretty. The view was incredible.
No, the service there is phenomenal. I mean, every staff member that we talked to, everything about it was just over the top nice. I went to the spa, of course, had to get some R&R in. As a treat for coming to be the best daughter in the world. I know you refer to me as your spiritual child, but I'm also your GSD kid.
What is that?
I mean, for editing purposes, I'm your get stuff done kid. You can figure out what that actually means.
Okay.
But it was good. It was exciting to get to come. I'm honestly not ready to take on the role of like y'all being dependent on me, though. Like, it's always been roles reversed, and I would love to keep it that way as long as possible.
Okay, I'm still fine. It's him
Mom,
that's going down.
You're almost worse than Dad. We're sitting in the airport, and you know, when you get there, it says where you're going at your gate. And of course, we're 3.5-4 hours early, so there's 2 flights before us on the monitor, and it says like Milwaukee. And Mom's like, Bill, we're not going to Milwaukee. Where are we going?
I saw that we were early. We were just so daggum early. It was still on Milwaukee. They ain't even cleared the runway yet, and we're sitting down ready to go to Illinois.
Well, the key is, though, if we had had trouble, we would have still made our flight.
Yeah, buddy, we'd been there. Mm-hmm.
And I was fine after I found Chick-fil-A inside.
Yeah.
You know, that was good. That pacified me for an hour.
This is funny. So going through security is so much easier now, thanks, Trump.
It is.
You don't have to take your shoes off. It's very easy. And, like, Birmingham Airport takes all of 5 minutes to get through security. And of course my bag gets pulled. It always does. I don't know why, but Mom, I was like, Dad was hungry. And I was like, Mom, just go to Chick-fil-A. It's literally, if you've ever been in the Birmingham airport, you walk 5 steps out of security and you're at Chick-fil-A. Mom disappears for 15 minutes and comes back and is like, "I can't find it anywhere." And I'm like, okay.
I just walked about
Betty
3
Lou?
Minutes less than I should have, and it was
no,
on the
left.
No,
but it's the big red sign with
the
chicken on it.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't walk far enough. And I thought, well, I'm out here by myself in the wild blue yonder, and it's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I thought,
yeah,
I don't know that
airport.
I want it.
You could almost hear it clucking, you know.
It's so great.
Okay, pipe down, both of you. I found it, and we ate breakfast. And
we
I was
did.
Responding. Yes.
And it was good. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. So we get there, and I actually have an appointment at noon. And we get there. We go to the restaurant that's inside Trump Tower to have a little brunch. And, you know, our room was not ready. Yours was. So we put our suitcases in Caitlin's room. And went down, and this thing has an incredible view because they have an outside part, and you're 16 floors up, and you see the entire Chicago skyline. You see out to Lake Michigan, and it was, I mean, it's just beautiful. It really is.
And just like a funny side note, when we were booking all of this, we were trying to figure out like where we're going to stay and like kind of how we're going to do it, driving and all of that. And Dad and Mom were like, "Well, we can just get one room." And I was like, well, Dr. Berger better specialize in lobotomies as well if we're going to be in the same hotel room for a week. And I'm sorry, but no.
We would have been just fine. I mean, you know.
Ran the cost up a little bit, but probably a good call.
Well, I still had to work also, said and done. So I was busy. Y'all were busy. We were busy together sometimes, but it was very worth having two separate rooms. Yeah.
So we head out to our appointment with Dr. Berger, and this is where you start to see how they specialize. We kind of joke and say they were a machine, but our appointment was at 12, and we got there a few minutes early, and we had a little bit of paperwork to do, not as much, because we'd done a lot of it in advance. Mm-hmm. And they carry me back to get x-rays on my knee, and they do all my knees, all this, hips, and then they put us in a room, and Dr. Berger comes in, and he brings in all of his, what do you call it when you have all the other doctors?
Staff? Well, fellows?
Fellows, I guess.
Interns?
You know, they have a whole bunch of people with them, and he's very courteous. He sits down, and he says, you know, is there any questions you have for me? And I told him, I said, I'm just glad to meet the second most famous man in Chicago behind Michael Jordan, you know. I thought you might have smoke. You know, when you run into the office.
That is very he true. Every did, single person actually. We kind of, and you know, mom has never met a stranger. Right. So we were in the lobby just like waiting for an Uber one day. And mom was like, oh, I talked to them yesterday. They're from Texas. You know, they have two 16-year-olds. And also they were born in Rhode Island. And I'm like, mom, like, we've never met a stranger, which is right. great. And I love that about mom. But sometimes I'm stone cold. Like, if I'm traveling alone, like, I'm a young girl, like, I'm not talking to strangers. Like, yeah. Sorry, I don't care.
Stranger
shame,
danger.
Shame yeah. that you wasn't at Harbor Freight a little while ago. There's a gentleman learned all about us rebuilding the house. You would have been proud. So, anyway, back to this. Dr. Berger comes in. He's very professional, and he asks any questions. We review the x-ray, and me being, you know, 12 years old, the x-ray is a little more revealing than you want it to be because they shoot your hips. Dad. And I get to laughing, and, you know, your mom is pinching me behind my back. And honestly, I thought it was a very flattering x-ray. So we were, you know, we kind of had a church moment there where you're trying not to laugh in church. But here's the thing that was amazing on the serious side of this. We got in there. We were a few minutes early, not a lot. Our appointment was at 12. We got paperwork done. We got x-rays done. We met with a doctor, got everything ready to go for surgery, and we were back out in front of the building waiting on our driver at 12:35.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Mm-hmm. 35 minutes.
You can't even get into the room usually that quick. Oh, you're sitting in the waiting room forever.
So they have a machine there. I mean, it's just an absolute machine. Everybody that you meet is in a good mood. They're happy. It looks like they all want a beauty pageant to be there. And even though they're highly qualified.
Efficient, I'll say that.
And so, you know, we're ready to go. And I felt good about it. We went back to the hotel. And then the next day we had our free day when I got to go over to Studio Technologies and visit with those guys who I'd been on the phone with. And they were a pleasure to get to meet them and see their laboratories and all that they're doing. And so we come back and we're getting ready for surgery the next day, and everything is just run smooth. I mean, I have no apprehension at all. I think you could attest to that. I was very calm about it all.
You were pretty calm. Yeah. A little nervous the night before, that's to be expected.
Yeah. I don't
going in for a surgery.
Yeah, I think you're always going to be a little bit, hey, you know, they're going to cut on me. So, you know, you're always got a little bit of ants about it, but it's, you know, I wasn't worried at all. And then what even made it cooler, we had a little thunderstorm come through. We went back down to the hotel restaurant, and there was the most beautiful rainbow you'd ever seen. I mean, it was vivid.
It was a double rainbow.
And right over the whole Chicago skyline. And I told Betty, I said, well, this is a sign. I mean, we've had two God winks in this. We've had Studio Technologies being 20 minutes away over in Skokie, Illinois. And now we've had this rainbow. I mean, I look for little things like that. I know some people might think that's silly or coincidental, but it's things that mean something to me. And it was very reassuring to me to see
that. It was.
That.
Me too. I love a rainbow anyway. It was very pretty.
And we had a driver that we got for the week.
He was the best.
Mitch. Yeah. Big Mitch.
We love Mitch.
He's amazing. Mitch from Macedonia.
Mitch
from Macedonia.
We will put Mitch's information in the notes for this podcast, along with everything else we're talking about, because I know a lot of you are going to be interested in that. But Mitch was a very calming factor, too. He had driven one of our friends and was super nice. And I just felt like I had a winning team. I had y'all there. I had Mitch. I had Dr. Berger. I'm like, hey, let's get it on. You know, let's go with it.
So me and Mom are like pretty efficient, I will say. Like, we got there, yeah. Got to stimulate the local economy. Always, we will always find somewhere to shop for a little bit. And then, you know, we get Dad in and out of surgery, which, like, I can't imagine going through a knee surgery.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back to that. We're leading up to that morning, and I'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us.
We're getting the birds and the bees.
We got more to talk about right after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to Bubba. Whoa. Bubba on the Lake.
When you need urgent care, Southern Immediate Care is here for you. Illness doesn't follow a 9-to-5 schedule, so we offer support 7 days a week at convenient locations throughout Birmingham and Northeast Alabama, dedicated to serving all ages from children to adults. Southern Immediate Care offers occupational medicine services, including DOT physicals and testing. At Southern Immediate Care, your health is our top priority. Visit southernimmediatecare.com or call 205-409-2794.
Attention business owners, print buyers, and production managers. Guaranteed Labels is here to help you focus less on your printing, labels, and decals, and more on growing your business. Guaranteed Labels, your dependable printer for all types of industries. Quality, on-time shipments, and stock programs set us apart. If you're needing to focus less on your printing and more on your business, trust Guaranteed Labels. 800-741-7055 or GuaranteedLabels.com. Guaranteed Labels, still sticking since 1988.
I am so happy to announce that our family dentist, Dr. Thomas Dudney, has joined my podcast as a sponsor. My entire family have been patients of Dr. Dudney and his team for over 20 years. Now, I'm going to be telling you a lot more about all of his services and what he does, but I have to tell you, the veneers that he gave me changed my life. I had no idea how big an impact that would have. You can call him today at 205-663-6545 or visit him at thomasdudney.com and find out more. Well, we are back, and it is now surgery day. It is time to go have surgery with Dr. Berger. And Betty, in this particular case, he operates at several different locations, including the Midwest Orthopedics there in Chicago. But we're actually scheduled, because of the day we're there, to go to one of his surgical centers, which is actually in Indiana.
Correct. Chesterton, Indiana.
Which is just over the border, about an hour away.
Right.
So Mitch picks us up, and what time did we leave?
Gosh. 3 o'clock.
No, 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, because we had to be there at 5.
We had to get up at 3. That's what I'm thinking.
Because you do full glam to do anything. I rolled out of bed at about 3:50.
I'm a child of the 80s. I will always have a little face makeup on. I don't care if I'm just staying, pulling up weeds around the house.
In the words of Betty Bussey, there is no ugly women, just lazy ones.
So we load up with Mitch, and we head out, and we've got to go south to Indiana and go through what is most people consider the worst part of Chicago, the south side. And we're going through, and I'm sleepy, and I go to sleep. And what did Mitch say about that?
Better compliment than my rider's falling asleep. Yeah. He was like, that way I know they feel safe.
That's right.
He was very sweet.
Yes,
like, I really liked Mitch.
Yeah, I did too.
He instilled a lot of confidence in me too, mm-hmm. just the whole trip.
And he was one of those people you meet and you just immediately feel safe around. And I know Mom and y'all are just funny about this in general, but I was going to go see a friend that I knew that lived in Chicago and like go, you know, see the bar scene in Chicago. I'd never been. I wanted to see that while we were there for a week. And Mom was like, well, you need to get Mitch to drive you. Keep in mind, the bar is 500 feet across the street, like across the street. And I was like, Mom, no, this is ridiculous. But I'm like, you would rather, I'm going to see like friends that I'm, that we have known like as a family from Greystone for years and years and years. And mom's like, no, get in the car with a complete stranger and go over there.
Well, no, I was just
but
like,
it's a testament
least.
To his personality. Like he really does make mm-hmm. you feel safe. But, he does. You know, y'all are so extra with stuff like that.
It
it's
wasn't
so
your friend that you were me. I didn't know who else you would encounter while you were trying to get over there. You know what I mean? I
well,
worry about that. You just never know.
Caitlin, when it comes to safety, we are undefeated. And, and if we ever lose one, you'll know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll be bad for everybody.
It will be bad, yeah.
So we load up and we go to, is it Chesterton? Is that the right
yep.
town?
Indiana. Chesterton, Indiana.
And we pull up.
Hard to say.
It's a surgical center, and it's beautiful. It's not more than 2 years old. It's out in a big open area. If you didn't know better, you think you were pulling up to a fancy steakhouse or something. I mean, it looked like that
well,
to me.
It wasn't all that fancy on the outside. Once we got inside, it was very clean. Yeah, I knew there was a donut establishment right next door that me and...
Donut establishment.
Yeah, well,
it was
I'm
a Dunkin'
Donuts. It was a Dunkin' Well, I'm trying not to say a word because they're not an advertiser. Hello, Dunkin' Donuts. But if you would like to be, 1-800-BUBBA on the lake. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, don't call that. We have no idea who that is.
No, we don't know who it is. I'm just saying that.
You can drop an email. We do know that. So we go in, and again, you know, you sign up, and there's several people there to be to have surgery that morning. And they tell me, they said, look, we're going to get you right back. We're going to get you prepped for surgery. We're going to get your IV started, get you in a hospital gown, get you on the bed, and then your family can come back. So they do. They come back. And, again, the ladies doing this are super nice. And they're just over the top, and they tell me everything they're doing. They, you know, check your vitals. They tell you what it is. They get the IV started. They have to shave my leg a little bit. I waited and let them do that. And we're ready to go, and they call you guys back, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And it didn't take long after that. They were,
no,
they had
you
two.
Would have thought it was a military send off. Like, mom and dad are so in love, and I love it so much. Like, it's very sweet. But, like, the drama, I was like, y'all, come on. Wrap it up. Let's go.
Well, we have a, unfortunately, I've had to have so many surgeries. We kind of have a procedure we go through now. And I always like for you to say to me,
No, don't. That is, don't. Just
no,
let it be.
Not. No, tell
just
it.
Just let it be.
Tell it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
No, like, y'all, I'm so embarrassed right now.
That even means okay. more reason to tell it.
He okay, always. But can you at least explain why y'all say it? Yeah. It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
That they both like. Isn't
somewhere
it time?
In time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Jane Seymour movie,
right.
Come Back to Me, My Love, which I feel silly doing it. You know what I mean?
No, it was so humiliating. In front of the nurses, dad was like, say it, buddy, say it. Say it, Betty Lou, you better
not,
say it.
I was
and
not
she was like,
now there.
Under her breath, she was like, come back to me, my love.
And I mean,
so funny.
Well, that's part of the routine.
Sweet. It is sweet. It is the routine.
And it relaxes me. And then
the nurses were like, okay.
And then when I wake up, I want to be told what time it is, because you're out of it. So if she doesn't tell me quick enough, I start doing this, and that means tell me where I am and if
also,
I'm okay and all that.
I can't remember what other surgery I came to the hospital like when
this
you were.
His heart stent.
Yeah, waking up out of but both surgeries, I've been in a room when you were kind of coming back to you, and you have the exact same every single time. You verbatim kind of look around and you go, can I get a thin crust? Half Hawaiian, half meat lovers. Domino's.
I didn't say that. Did
How about peanut
literally
butter crackers?
Do every time. You know? It's so funny. And mom's like shoving Optavia bars in his mouth.
Or peanut butter crackers is what it was this time. No, what was so funny?
Well, you can't eat, you know, for a while before surgery.
So I started funny. To tell you what time it was. It's August, whatever, 13th, whatever. And you're like, never mind, Kelly already told me, or whatever. And I'm like, well, thanks, you know. I had my whole spiel.
And mom and I waiting in the waiting room, like, you know, there's always going to be somebody in there who's just oversharing.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's early. Me and mom are just both tired. Like, the facility's amazing. Nurses are amazing. I had nothing to do with that. But we're just both sitting there. And I just kept looking at mom. And I'm like, this lady, like, if he does not wrap up the surgery soon, like, I'm going to have to go sit with Mitch. Because I'm like, I can't.
Mitch is waiting on us.
Yeah, so
we got
phenomenal.
Yeah, we got the getaway car ready to go. And they told us, I said, you're going to be in there an hour. So when they rolled me away from you guys, I go in and they carry me into this very extremely bright operating room. and I have to scoot over on the table off of my very comfortable bed that I was on. And
I can't imagine the task of lifting you up and moving you to.
Well, they don't. Scooted. I do myself. That's what I'm saying. Yourself. I scoot. And you know they keep you know your Sorry. Gown from choking you when you do. So I get over there and they're going to give me a spinal to dead me from the waist down, and that's another thing. They gave me a patch to put on that morning to deaden my back where they were going to have to do the, and I'd never had that before that I recall.
Well, you've never had an epidural either, had you?
Yeah, every knee surgery.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
no, we've never had
the last thing I remember is I'm laying back down on the bed and they're squeezing my toes saying, "Can you feel that?" And I said, "Just barely," because they were already tingling, you know. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, I'm waking up in there ordering the pizza.
It's a weird feeling.
It is. It really is.
And Dad, you woke up and you look at me and you go, "Now, Caitlin, you're going to see some things that I never wanted you to see."
Well, when they try to get you up out of that bed in the hospital.
No, I know, but you know me. Like, I'm not really sensitive to really anything. Like, I've blood, you know, gory stuff. Like, doesn't really bother me, nothing.
Well, we can tell by here that things don't bother you.
And I'm just going to say, as soon as we got out of that room, I said, "Mom, I'm going to get a massage and a facial, and I need a little bit of time away from all of you." And I love y'all so much. I'm glad it all went well, but I'm going to the spa.
All it took was one trip to the bathroom and the back of your gown flying open, and that was all it
She's
took.
Ready to go.
I'm going to the spa. Me.
Well, look, let's face
I've never wanted to see my father's butt crack, and that was what it took.
Well, I know, but sometimes it's just life.
I told you going in you were going to see that, and... You know, the hospital gown, of all the advances we've made in medicine, we can't beat that.
Oh, I know.
Somebody, can't we do a Velcro?
I mean, we were in Chicago, Illinois, same thing as in Alabama. They got them three strings on the back, and it looks
terrible.
Like a little paisley print. You know,
and
they all look alike.
I don't know really what to expect post you waking up, like how long we'd have to sit there, what it would look like as far as, like, you, when you got up and walked around, I was like, what the heck is going on? Like, this is insane.
So they get you up immediately. And they always want you to go to the bathroom.
They had a leash on them, y'all.
They want you to walk. And I started with a walker. I went down and I thought, I didn't know if I could feel pain or feel anything. It felt so good because it wasn't grinding anymore. And I'm used to that grinding feeling. And I didn't have that. And I thought, well, it's just probably numb. But it just felt so good. So I did the walker. And I could tell because I could pick the walker up and walk with it. I didn't have to have it.
The nurses kept screaming at you.
Yeah, but I was just testing. I was just testing to see. So I make one trip down and back, and they made me go up some steps and back. And then they wanted me to walk with a cane. Well, I knew at that point that I had it, that I was in winner's circle, right? So I go down with a cane, and I come back, and I got you to video, and I threw the cane down, claimed I'm healed, and walked back into my bed. So I was having a little fun with that.
I will say it was really fun being in Chicago where, like, nobody knows Rick and Bubba, Bubba on the Lake. Like, no one knows any of it. So they probably thought we were batshit crazy. But also, like, they were so confused by, like, the entertainment factor of that. Because they're like, we've never had people come and, like, film them walking and be, like, throwing down the cane and, like, the drama.
All the drama of it all.
No, they were like, this is hilarious. They loved it. And Dad was like, Bubba on the Lake, check us out. Shameless plug, like, right after anesthesia.
So, I mean... And it's no time to they're saying, "Hey, get his clothes on. Y'all are free to go."
They probably got your clothes on a tad bit earlier than the other patients because I think they were ready for us to go.
Yeah, so we were being a little loud.
We got dressed and we went back out. And Mitch, I don't know what Mitch was expecting, but I think he was impressed that I was walking to the car without any help.
He was so confused. He was like, "Why are you not like laid up?" Because Dad was like, "Where are we going to lunch? Can you play this song, like Super Freak by Rick James, please?" Like,
well, we played Toby Mac too.
And then Super Freak. Like,
So we have this hour-long drive back, and Mitch is caught up in it too, and we are jamming on the way back, and we are singing.
He was like, "Bubba is a super freak." He was like, "I've never seen anyone like this."
Oh, my gosh.
And I was just relieved to have it behind me, you know, and like, okay, I survived. My knee is still here. It's going to take some rehab, but we're going to make it. And it's just such a relief, such a relief. And we went back to the hotel room, and I shot another couple of videos. And at that point, I'm even surprised how well I could walk.
I was shocked at how well you felt because, like, and Mom and I have talked about this. I think this is a lot of men in general, but, like, men are babies, like, when they're sick. Like,
yes, it's for the most part.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm a little nervous for Dad. Like, this is a big surgery. We're not close to home literally at all. We've got to still get him through an airport and, like, all this stuff. But you felt great. You're like, let's go to dinner. I want this for dessert. Like, the naming. I was like, all right, we're good to go. Yeah. Like, he's golden.
Oh, yeah. We were fine. Now, the airport was a little, I mean, it was kind of challenging, but not bad.
But before we even did that.
I felt so bad for that poor guy with American Airlines running your wheelchair. I mean, because ORD, if y'all have ever flown there, it's like there's a lot of like random inclines and it's like a decent-ish walk, especially like post knee replacement for someone to be wheeling. I'm, you know, not going to expose your weight. I don't know how much you weigh, but that guy, you could have taken him.
That's a good 250.
Okay, well, that kid rolling you was about 125 soaking wet.
He was.
And he was God sweating. God love him. And I was like, Dad, give him some cash.
I know.
He was like so out of it.
And I'm like, I even carried, you know, the rest of them put my bag under the thing. Yeah. And I thought, oh, I'm carrying my bag. I thought, bless your heart. You know,
well, so before sad. We even got there, that I slept real good the first night.
You did.
And I knew there would be, as some of the drugs wore off from surgery, that there would be some discomfort. And there was. I didn't sleep as good the second night. So, you know, they told me that night 2, 3, 4 might be a little shaky. But we made it through it. That first night, I slept so well. You changed ice packs on my knee.
I didn't
wake me up.
He never knew it. Yeah, yeah. I just kept changing them out.
So we did go back to the airport. And I think y'all overdosed me going home because
Nobody overdosed you.
I remember sitting in the chair and thinking things, but I couldn't say it. And then at one point, I felt like my eyes were crossing and I couldn't uncross them. I couldn't uncross them.
I was like, and if anyone's ever been in a car with Betty Bussey, you know. And where's Betsy? Get her to call in when she was sick on the side of the road from your driving. But like,
oh my gosh,
this trip has been so fun, but like, I'm so ready to get home. And obviously, Alex City is like the most unideal place to fly. Because you got to drive 1.5 hours, give or take, from Atlanta or Birmingham, whatever. So I was like, okay, we're not home yet. So we still have to drive. So I was like, I'm driving. Dad in the front.
I
like,
was glad for you to drive. Whatever.
So was I.
But the flight home was fine because I slept most of the way.
Your eyes were crossed.
Y'all were. And I was like, Betty, I don't think I should have took two of those last
pills. Well, you asked. You were like, I need another pain pill. Mom was like, you really don't.
I'd heard so many horror stories about flying home and how the pressure in the plane affects your knee and you can bleed. No, I've had no bleeding whatsoever.
No, you really haven't had a lot of bleeding. You're bruising and a little bit of swelling, but that's to be expected. Yeah.
So we'll tell you about landing and getting home when we come back as we continue our trip to Chicago.
Where's Bubba?
I'll tell you where. He's on the lake.
You know one thing I love about Buffalo Wild Wings? You can get wings with any of their 26 sauces and dry rubs for takeout and delivery. That's like bringing an entire B-dubs home with you, which you can't do. I tried. I've knocked down so many walls, only to then be told to halt construction because I'm not zoned to be a sports bar. Kind of just looks like a big pergola or something because of the lack of walls. At least these 26 sauces and dry rubs are available to go. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go sports bar.
Staff meeting, another push for cross-selling, another awkward silence. Then Banker Bounty happened. The first referral platform made just for banks. One app that empowers every employee, not just your top producers, to bring in business. No more spreadsheets, no more silos, just clarity, culture, and actual growth in real time. Banker Bounty fixes more than your referral program. It fixes your momentum. Go to BankerBounty.com, watch the video, book your free demo. Banker Bounty, create, manage, and track referrals in real time.
Just got that new boat? Let Sunrise Docks protect your investment with SwiftShield boat covers, Neptune boat lifts, and easy ports for your personal watercraft. Plus, they have composite decking that stays cool, designed with your feet in mind. Sunrise Docks is always first in quality, first in service, and first in customer satisfaction. Right off Highway 63, your Lake Martin headquarters. With 2 barges and the most experienced boat lift crew on the lake, Sunrise Docks is your lake life expert. Call 256-392
5200. All right, we are back and we're wrapping up our exciting trip to Chicago to get a new knee. Dr. Richard Berger and his associates there at Midwest Orthopedic at Rush Medical, they did a fantastic job. We were very satisfied with it. But we are now landing in Birmingham, and I'm still highly medicated. Maybe some people say a little over-medicated since my eyes were crossed. And I'm going to get y'all for that.
And, I'm telling you, we did not over-medicate you. It was the whatever was on the bottle.
Well, it was good stuff, that's for sure. So yeah. We get back, and I really started coming to was when we were picking up luggage. That's when I kind of started remembering.
So I was like, we parked our car at the Birmingham Airport. I went into mom mode. I was like, give me the keys. I'm getting the car. Y'all just figure it out. Like, I don't know. I've already arranged for a wheelchair. I've done all I can do. I'm going to get the car. Like, I need an ounce of alone time. So I like sprint through the airport to go get the car, pull around, pick it up. And you know, mom, y'all aren't going to answer the phone if I call. I could be in a ditch.
I could have
a gun to my head and have one phone call. And I'm not calling either of you because I know you won't answer.
Caitlin, you think I could answer? I'm cross-eyed.
No, this is the funny part.
I wouldn't even know what phone to answer.
This is the funny
part. The one on the left or the right.
You answered. Mom didn't. And I call mom and I'm like, hey, like I'm in front of this door. Where are y'all? Mom's going, well, and y'all, Birmingham Airport, once again, like three doors in the whole facility. Mom is like, well, we're in front of this door and I don't see you anywhere. And I'm turning around. I can see her. She's looking all around. And I just lay on the horn. I'm so over it. And I can hear her on the phone. She goes, oh, she's this way, my daughter. She lives in Montgomery. And I'm like, here we go. Sharing the whole story again. I just hung up. I was like, I need to take a deep breath. And I might need a pain pill before all this is over. But anyway, we get him in the car. Everything was fine. We finally get home, and I immediately hit the road.
Well, it's on Friday afternoon, which, you know, is a very busy time. And
I was worried that
we would get caught up in the 5 o'clock traffic, so to speak. So we got on out of town, and we were all hungry at that point. And somebody mentioned Taco Bell, and I was like,
Shout out to the Borders.
Yeah. I said, you know, that sounds pretty good. I hadn't had a crunch wrap, and I don't know when. And I'm going to tell you, that may have been the best crunch wrap I ever had.
Everything's better on pain meds, probably, if I had to guess.
I guess so, yeah. I hadn't had Taco Bell in years, though, and my little whatever it was, quesadilla, that was pretty good.
You couldn't have prized that thing out of my hand with a crowbar. You know what? And I ate on it for 45 minutes.
It was huge, that whatever it was.
Thank you.
You dropped your phone. Oh, Lord. You dropped your phone, though, and I told him he dropped his phone again in the car a while ago because we had to go to, where was that? We went Harbor Freight or something. Goodness. So anyway, he's dropping his phone again. And I
we also have two live guests in our audience today, which is making it so much funnier. Caleb. Caleb and Eli offered.
Yes.
Hey.
Welcome to the lake.
Yeah.
They're like two bonus bussy siblings.
Yes.
But yeah, that's whose house I've been camping
and
out at.
Seth, that's not here. The third sibling. But anyway.
So we get back home and you know, we start the protocol for being back home and that's where we are now. We're almost a week post op.
You're doing great.
Doing good. I think we're doing good.
I think you look really great. You're walking around better than I've ever seen you, even though you are claiming, you know, one leg's longer than the other.
I think it may be
a hair since he actually has cartilage in that.
Yeah, I think that one's been missing cartilage so long, and I was bone on bone that now that I got something in there, it feels like it's leaning back the other way. Mm-hmm. That's all I can imagine.
Well, good. But it's going great.
If it's an inch longer, I don't care because it don't hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it's tight. You know, you got some swelling and it's going to be weeks before we get all that worked out. But we're meeting the protocol where they want us to be at this point. And
I'm thoroughly impressed. I mean, you really are moving better than I've seen you move in years.
I think so, too. And we had a little ice machine debacle night before last.
Yeah, I have a
leakage. That other call. Once again, GSD child. We might need you to drive to Birmingham. And all this time, I'm thinking in the back of my head, don't we have another kid in Birmingham?
No, I said Montgomery. I didn't say Birmingham.
You said Montgomery or Birmingham.
Well, if it had been Birmingham, I would have got Hunter to help us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would have. He could have brought it.
So anyway, we're in the middle. We have a game ready that we invested in after the second knee surgery I had. I'd had three on that knee, two on the other. So, you know, we had a running theme here. And in the middle of the night, the bladder broke. So I refill it.
Maybe like a pipe broke.
It's the bladder that wraps around your leg.
Tube that goes into the part that
circulates the water around and compresses. And it breaks.
I'm sorry. The dogs are beating on the door.
Oh, they are.
And it feels
like a human trapped in there.
It feels like water running down my leg in the middle of the night. And I'm thinking,
wait, can we get mom to reenact what you did in the middle of the night when that thing broke?
Well,
because it was so funny. I came in here this morning and I was like, what's going on with the game ready? Like, what happened? How did it break? Like, I'm so confused because that thing's pretty indestructible. I mean, we've taken it to tennis tournaments and, you know, it's been around for a while. And mom was like, well, we're laying in bed and your dad woke up and said, what the hell? And he said he had a dream. He was peeing himself and it was the game ready leaking everywhere. I was like, well, yeah, that'll do
it. I know. I'll take the game ready leaking over the alternative today.
Yeah, I will
too. Let me tell you. Yeah.
Make that a double.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're back and hopefully going to get back to work. And my goal was to be back to semi-normal activity, 7 to 10 days. We're going to meet that window, it looks like. So, ladies, thank you for escorting me to Chicago to get a new name.
Anytime. I think the next trip or the next surgery, perhaps, maybe we could go to Cabo. Turks. I'm kidding. But it was actually fun, and I thought it went really well. And
me too.
It was fun.
Like, I would go back to Chicago. I enjoyed it.
I really like Chicago. I thought it was awesome. And I love how there are, like, murders, crime, stabbings.
No, I don't feel that way at all now. Wherever we were.
Well, that's how most places are when you actually go. I know it's hard to get out of the
bubble. I know. Where you see all this stuff on TV, and you're like, about that place.
It's fear-mongering.
You know? Well, and I've been watching Cruise Ship Killers, you know, and that right there will put the fear in you. You know what I mean? You ain't going nowhere on a cruise, I can tell you that. Mm-mm. No time
soon. It scared her so bad she wouldn't hardly ride on the pontoon boat.
She barely does anyway.
So that is kind of our recap. I'm sure we'll think of some more things later, but we wanted to share those with you. We'll put as much information as we can in notes about Dr. Berger and Mitch, the super driver, and
super
where we
freak.
Stayed and all of that. So overall, ladies, I'm going to have to say thumbs up. Good trip.
Yep. Praise the Lord. 10. We're home and you're doing great.
That's right. He's so we'll keep rehabbing and we'll be ready to run sprints here before you know it.
Right.
So thank you all so much for being a part of this edition of Bubba on the Lake. I call it Bubba's New Knee and Dr. Right. Berger. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Bubba on the Lake. Hit me bad. A production of Intergalactic Pants and Tees.
All rights reserved.
All right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah, crisp, refreshing, that hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar, real Coke taste, zero sugar.
You know one thing I love about Buffalo Wild Wings? You can get wings with any of their 26 sauces and dry rubs for takeout and delivery. That's like bringing an entire B-dubs home with you, which you can't do. I tried. I've knocked down so many walls, only to then be told to halt construction because I'm not zoned to be a sports bar. Kind of just looks like a big pergola or something because of the lack of walls. At least these 26 sauces and dry rubs are available to go. Buffalo Wild Wings. Let's go sports bar.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Coke, Buffalo Wild Wings, Southern Immediate Care, Guaranteed Labels, Central State Bank, Sunrise Docks, Banker's Bounty, Dr. Thomas Dudney, and the Green Monster Fishing Light.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Bubba Bussey, formerly of The Rick and Bubba Show, and currently the host of Bubba on the Lake. That podcast has been wildly successful thanks to you, and we appreciate it. Beginning Thursday, August the 28th, and continuing on every Saturday through football season, we're going to start a new second podcast called The Tailgate Tailgate Show. It will be a fun but informative look at the college football day ahead, complete with topics, awards, picks, and guest pickers, all done by the not-quite-ready-for-primetime pickers. Please check it out. Our website is thetailgatetailgateshow.com for all the information you will need. Thank you very much and hope to see you there.
Rippling waters, the world stops to stare. News and the scores, Tech spins on his wheel. National renown, the truth he reveals. From the mellow yellow studio, he sends the sound. Echoes through the nation where legends are found. The lake holds the power, ripples don't lie. Bubba on the airwaves, riding waves that won't die. Late night static, stars hanging low. Every turn of his voice, the world seems to glow. Microphone crackles like fire on stone. Bubba carves the stories, makes the air his throne. From the mellow yellow studio, he sends the sound. It flies fast, Tech churns the tide. News shakes the edge, Bubba reads it wide. Listeners, they gather like moths to his flame. One man's voice rising, never the same. From the mellow yellow studio, he sends the sound. Won't die.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Bubba Bussey, formerly of the Rick and Bubba Show. Since that show has ended, I've set sail on a new project called Bubba on the Lake. I have a podcast called Bubba on the Lake. I have an online streaming radio station called Bubba on the Lake Radio. You can find out all about both and a whole lot more at our website, you guessed it, BubbaOnTheLake.com. That's BubbaOnTheLake.com. My name is Bill Bubba Bussey, and I approve this message.